Over the recent weeks, shootings by police as well as gun violence directed at police officers has taken place throughout the nation. Despite emotions running raw, several communities are coming together to discuss and resolve issues between law enforcement and the Black community they serve. WVAS FM 90.7 and Alabama State University's Police Department hosted a citywide town hall meeting on Montgomery's west side. Mayor Strange was among the panelists, and he says the meeting is an opportunity to encourage and understand the community.
We've got to have this whole community come together. It's got to have a better education system. We've had tons of opportunity for people to be employed. So having good jobs, having a good education, and having role models and having communities coming together. This speaks volumes about a community wanting to come together, to band together, not to complain about it, not to whine about it, but to come forth with solutions to this tragedy. You're asking them to be the community heart and soul, and yes, they can be part and parcel of that, but it's going to take the neighbors, it's going to take the families, it's going to take the churches, it's going to take the social organizations, it's going to take all of us to make this. And we hold our police officers accountable. When they do things that don't rhyme with what our standards are, then we have opportunities to have teachable moments. And this is the most important thing. When you see something, say something.
Chief Ernest Finley addressed many questions around the perception of police and what he is doing to prevent the violence.
I have real discussions with officers, so I got to talk with that officer and get in his head and let him know that we support him, but we want him to do the right thing each and every day. We want him to deal with the community regardless of Black or white, whatever those issues are. You got to treat people with respect, and you got to look that man and woman in the eye and give them the best customer service that you can give. Your heart got to be in the game. You got to care about what you do. So if you have any ill will about treating people with respect and fairness, we're going to have some issues. I look at the community as family. And so as long as you treat everybody as family, we can go a long way.
Mabel Pryor says she sees hope for the city, particularly on the city's west side.
I think this is a first that we've had, and I think it is attracting a lot more people than we normally get, especially on this side of town. I think it's a great idea that they have it on the west side because we don't have a lot of attractions, and it has attracted a lot of people, and they have a lot of ideas that's being focused and talked about, and I think it's going to work. At least it would get the attention of some people who haven't had any activities like this, and they'll learn a lot about the Black community, and I think it's reaching the audience.
The goal of the meeting was to open the lines of communication again. Community leader Torin Hamilton says it hurts to know that children in the Black community are too playing a role in gun violence.
I'm pressing, asking all of you all to come forward and to speak about this violence that's going on, not just in our nation, but in our city. I'm taking my organization and I'm going in the streets from where I've been. I'm from poverty. That don't mean anything either. We're using excuses. Young men and young women out here in these streets to pick up these illegal guns. Yes, they did make that a law, but that don't mean have an illegal gun to kill someone else over nonsense. This is pretty much nonsense to me.
The free event was held at That's My Dog restaurant on West Jeff Davis Avenue. WVAS is planning to host similar events throughout the community in the coming months. I'm Brittany Jones, WVAS News.